The Australian share market has gotten off to another constructive start in early trade on Thursday. In fact, as we approach the lunchtime period, the index is close to its best levels of the day. It's up by about 33 points, or a little over a half of 1%. And fundamental to the tone today, again, has been the improvements that we're seeing where the banks are concerned. But that's mainly where the big four lenders are concerned. ANZ's up by 2.4%, but other lenders such as the regionals are a bit weaker. Bendigo and Adelaide Banks down by about 0.75%, and Macquarie Group is down by a similar amount as well. Energy stocks are doing quite well. We've got Santos shares standing out with some solid gains. On the stock-specific side of things, Myer shares are one of the standouts for the wrong reasons. That stock's down by about 8%. They indicated that they're likely to miss their expectations for full-year net profit after tax. They also announced write-downs in relation to a range of their businesses, so that's not helping that group. At a time when perhaps there were some conversations around Myer turning a corner. Also, Bellamy's is in focus. That stock is down by about 7%, having resumed trading for the first time in about 2 weeks. So important to note that that stock is off its lows. So it was down by about 10% at its worst levels of the day. They have said that they'll refund participants that took part in the recent capital raising if they choose to go down that path. So quite an important outcome on that front. Elsewhere, the other big news story of the morning, of course, was the jobs report. It was in line with expectations for the last month. Unemployment rate in June at 5.6%, with 14,000 jobs having been added to the economy. But it's less about the last month and the culmination of what we have seen in recent times. And over the course of the last couple of months, we've seen 115,000 jobs added to the economy, which is the biggest gain in about 29 years. So there is some firmly established momentum when it comes to employment that has ramifications as far as interest rates are concern. The Aussie dollar is keying off that. As you can see, it's jumped quite sharply on the back of today's figures.